This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today we are going to talk to Kathy Boyd of Sonica 2018. Is she live on air now?
You need to pull the fader.
Ah, right. This one. Hello, Kathy.
Good afternoon, William.
Good afternoon, Kathy. So I'm William English and you are Kathy Boyd. We haven't met before. How are you?
Lucky you.
Oh, no, don't be like that.
I'm Graham, thank you.
So we're speaking. Whereabouts are you, actually?
I'm in Glasgow today.
In Glasgow, okay.
Where Triptych is, we're based up here.
Right, okay. That's fantastic. So it's nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for taking the time. And we are speaking. You are the artistic director, I think, of Sonica. Is that right?
Yes, and I am indeed.
And Triptych?
Yes, I set up Triptych 24 years ago, but I'm still meant to be 5, so it's okay.
And what is Triptych? Can you just give me a brief resume of what Triptych is?
Yes. We're a producing art house in Glasgow, which I originally set up for me as a director to work internationally. And over time, I've moved to supporting more emerging artists and actually presenting international artists and set up Sonica in Glasgow in 2012.
Right. So are you an independent curator or a sound
yes.
person or all of these things?
Well, my background really is in directing multimedia, opera, music, working with orchestras, ensembles.
Right.
And now with Sonica, yeah, I'm the curator of Sonica.
Okay. I noticed you did something on a Samuel Beckett project. Was it Happy Days?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a big Beckett fan. So I've worked with 2 Beckett festivals. I did a Beckett festival up here in 2000 celebrating basically the art forms and artists who've been inspired by Beckett.
Right.
So that was everything from visual art to opera. And then I also worked on the first inaugural Happy Days in Enniskillen as well.
Okay, right. And before we get into the Sonica business, I thought, I noticed, I looked you up on the internet, of course, and I noticed that one of your favourite things is a Karmann Ghia 1973.
Ooh, I like my classic cars. I'm a big classic car. I'm currently having a 1969 Rover P6 restored in Glasgow.
Oh, wow.
If anyone wants to donate to me a lovely Karmann Ghia, I would adore them for that.
Have you got a Karmann Ghia?
No. I would love one, but I probably spent the whole time just polishing it. No, my very first car was a 1967 Worldly.
Okay.
And then I had a little Triumph, and then I had a 1952 Morris Oxford.
What sort of Triumph was it?
Oh, a little Herald that you could turn on.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then I had a midlife crisis and got an MG 1976, which is great fun.
Wow.
And now I've got a Rover P6. Yeah.
So you just buy and sell them? You move on from one to the other?
Yeah, well, it's that thing of, I mean, I had my Wolfie for 10 years, but they require love and attention.
Yes.
And of course, when you get them initially, you love them. And I actually bought a 1-bedroom flat with a garage in Glasgow because it was more important to have a space for the car than a second bedroom.
So it's like a sort of lodger, you mean? Like having a lodger?
Yeah, well, it's a they're basically my baby. But yeah,
right.
I love them.
Because when I looked at you, you have your five favourite things, I think, on the internet. And the 1973 Karmann Ghia, which, for those that don't know, it's a Volkswagen sports car. That was the top one. Was it have a Porsche engine in it?
Yes, absolutely stunning. Yeah.
But why?
Purrs like a beauty. But, you know, it's also for me, I have to say, for the classic cars, and I go through different phases, you know, because of what I'm into at that time. Because before that, I really wanted a 52 Frog Eye Sprite.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also the smell. The car. I'm known to see this mad lady running up the classic car, sniffing at the windows. I adore the smell of them. That old leather is just beautiful.
Okay. But why 1973 particularly?
That's the style I like. It was, you know, if you look at the difference between the 72 and the 74, they change a bit. So I always think, you know, classic cars, maybe it is that you're much more aware of the year with classic cars than you are with, you know, cars today. So, yeah.
Okay. I have a 1964 split-screen camper van.
Does it smell good?
Oh, smells fantastic. Apparently it's the, I've been told that it's the smell of rabbit's glue. it's apparently some sort of rabbit skin glue, which you never lose, even after 30 or 40 years. It still smells like that inside. But I only found out this morning that, you know, because it's, I mean, I've had this vehicle for 30 years and it, you don't pay tax on it because it counts as a historic vehicle.
Yeah.
And this year, in May of this year, that apparently they're going to do away with the MOT on vehicles over 40 years.
So they are.
So it's called something like a vehicle. You have to register it as a historic vehicle, something or other, and then you don't even have to have it MOT'd.
So it used to be 50 years because my 52 Morris Oxford didn't need MOT and it had no seatbelt. So it doesn't have any seatbelts because you always kept it in its original form.
Right.
But also I drove quite slowly with it.
Okay.
And that's the point. I no longer get speeding fines. That's rather good.
Right. Okay, well, all right. Thank you for all of that. So let's move on to the coming up. Sonica 2018 will be at King's Place, London. This is Scotland's major Sonic Arts Festival, comes to London on the 20th and 21st of April 2018. Can you tell me something about this packed weekend?
Yeah, I mean, Sonica, it's Sonic art for the visually minded. So it's music which is visual, or visual art which is sonic. And we have a range of installations, performances, live singing, electronica, laser shows, audiovisual installations. So in Glasgow, we have Sonica in alternate years to King's Place. It's across the city in 14 venues. But when we come to King's Place, we take over the entire venue and fill it with lots of installations and performances. So
right.
Yeah.
Amazing. So it takes place over the whole weekend, starting, I don't know what that date is. Is that the
Friday?
It looks like Friday.
It starts on Friday and goes through basically to Saturday night. And a lot of the installations are free. And when you go to the performances, you get the installations as well. But obviously the snails are proving quite popular. So that's ticketed.
Because I'm quite interested at the moment in what's called interspecies art, I suppose. Last week I did a programme sort of about insects and spiders and things. And so I was particularly attracted to this aspect of the event, where it says 176 snails will travel to King's Cross to take centre stage in the UK premiere of Slow Pixel. How are the snails travelling?
I'd love to say to you that they left Paris in November and they're making their way.
Well, yeah, I must admit, that's how I imagined it. I sort of pictured snails sort of crawling along the Euston Road or something. But no, how will they arrive?
They will arrive with the artists in their box. But the artists are very protective of these snails. They in the actual installation, they play music for the snails, and they live with the snails in their home at night before the performance. And they're very, very careful, and all their stories about, they notice when one snail is particularly lazy and wants to hide and doesn't want to perform, or there's another snail that comes out and he's found on their toothbrush, you know, in the morning.
Right, right. So in what sense do the snails perform? I mean, what will the audience see or hear when they come across them?
So you're going into a really dark space, and the 176 snails in the room are all wearing little LEDs on their backs. And as they move around, there are sensors on these sculptures, which Cyril Leclerc and Elizabeth Saint-Jean have made. And that interacts with the sound. So there's a sonic installation happening as they move around, and they also project close-up images of the snails.
Wow, okay.
But one of the things I particularly love is that she plays a hunting horn and he plays the tempura, and basically they perform for the snails, not the public. She's down on her honker.
Oh, is that right? I see. So it's like
absolutely beautiful.
So it's a sort of interaction between the performers and the snails.
It's gorgeous.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is by, I'm just reading down through the notes here. Is that Elizabeth Saint-Jean, or Saint-Jean, is it?
Jean.
Or?
Yes, it's Saint-Jean.
Oh, Saint-Jean, yeah, I see,
it's
yes.
It's an L.
Yeah, and lighting designer Cyril Leclerc.
Yeah.
And so that's the UK premiere of Slow Pixel. When does that take place, or is it all on sort of ongoing, this stuff? Or?
Well, the snails, they don't like the snails to get too tired. So 5 hours a day, and that's their limit, okay?
Okay.
They've been quite strict about this.
Yeah.
Get them for 5 hours.
Is it a very particular kind of snail, or is it just your common or garden snail?
Oh, no, it's a special type of snail. I can't remember because I was asking. I was very concerned we weren't able to bring the snails and thinking, could we get them here? But it is a special type, and I wish I could tell you the exact type, but I can't.
No, that's all right. Don't worry.
But what's brilliant about these snails, William, it's also a little joke pre-Brexit, because snails are border-free in Europe and they can go anywhere.
Is that right? Okay. What, you mean they don't have to be quarantined?
So this is the whole thing. It's in the, you know, you could say in the French, it's a pity flag.
Yeah.
And also because King's Place theme, you know, this year is Time Unwrapped. You know, they had Cello Unwrapped last year. This year it's Time Unwrapped.
Right.
So I couldn't resist bringing them a work, which is called Slow Pixel, for their 10th anniversary year. So it's fantastic. They're celebrating 10 years because, you know, what they've created there is extraordinary.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, and who else have we got? Well, I see we've got another UK premiere by Australia's top audiovisual artist, Robin Fox.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's playing in Single Origins, where he's playing with, basically it's a concerto for a laser beat. He's a fantastic laser artist, brilliant composer, very much known in the electronic scene. He also will be performing at FACT, and he's got a big long beard, very long, and long hair.
Right.
His music's amazing. So that's selling fast, and that's a double bill of lacquer from Ireland, because it's obviously a year of Ireland in the UK this year.
Okay.
In Ireland.
You've raised an important issue there. If people want to come to this event, do they buy tickets or do you just turn up or what?
You're best to go online and book them through King's Place, because Lacquer and Robin Fox is previously a really, really popular event. So I would get on fast book.
Okay.
Say with Friday night, Robbie Thompson's Infinite Live, which is Robotic Heads, electronica, audiovisual.
Yeah.
And he's from Scotland, in a double bill with NYX from Netherlands. And this is a beautiful duo, Dan Donk and Els Molsenaar.
Oh, yes, I see. This is the London debut by Belgian mezzo-soprano Els Mondelaars and Dutch composer Diane Donk. So that's a multi-sensory headphone opera trip, NYX Sedelica.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds
gorgeous.
Good.
So they're basically creating that live in front of us, and they're playing with a head on stage. And when they whisper in the right ear of the head, you hear it in the right ear of your headphones. But Diane Dogg also plays bass guitar. Ellis is a stunning singer. So it's a really nice, fun concert that they've created.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you're suggesting if people want to come to this event, they go online to King's Place.
.co.uk.
Kingsplace.co.uk, and that way you get a full program and presumably the method for booking and so on and so on.
Full program, yeah. On 6 o'clock from Friday night, the exhibitions are open, and Saturday, all installations open from 2, except the snails, because they start later at 4, in order for them to go right through to the evening.
Right, yeah. Okay. And furthermore, Sonica is also proud to showcase some of the hottest talent from the UK, including a double bill innovation winner, Cathy Hind.
Yes, glorious Cathy Hind with Solveig Settle-Middle Spell, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. The Singularity, the beautiful audiovisual work they've made with the quadraphonic soundscape that Cathy Hind has scored for. And Cathy Hind is also one of our Cryptic Associate artists. We have 4 UK artists who we commission and tour worldwide, and Cathy Hind is one of ours.
Okay.
He was also the winner of the British Composer of the Year Award, Sonic Arts Award last year.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah. It mentions blocks of ice melting at rates determined by real-life climate change data. Their drips resonating in water-filled metal vessels. I mean, is there a kind of, could we describe, is there a sort of an ecological aspect to all of this, or is that just...
I couldn't lie and say yes. I don't tend to curate around themes. I try and avoid themes because I want to really look at the sort of the best work at that time and what I think suits that venue or you know, that particular year of the festival. So I can't say Cathy's work certainly. She is all about music and technology and nature. That's very much the focus of her work.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then a bit more. We've got something, the Irish duo Lacquer, bringing chopped up processed sounds of the 90s, bang up to date. Lacquer's live AV show mixes eerily beautiful vocals, propulsive dance music, and pulsating visuals. So that's more of a kind of funky side to this whole event.
Yes. Well, what's interesting with Lacquer this year is that they're also the whole way of experiencing audiovisual work. When, in order for it to be ultimately hugely immersive, I like when people sit down. So for Robin Fox's and their event, you sit down and you really immerse yourself in visuals, and they're actually creating a whole new live set and new material, which they will premiere at King's Place because they actually want to slow down their usual dance music to actually moving into more sort of calmer electronic soundscape. So I'm really looking forward to it. I've heard a bit of it already, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
So, and then immersing yourself.
And from your own neck of the woods, Cryptics Native Scotland, we've got Robbie Thompson. Infinite Lives turns King's Place into a science laboratory with robots, kinetic sculptures, real live sea monkeys.
Yes, he's growing those in a tank and he films them and does various things with them throughout the performance. He's king of kinetics.
Okay.
And doing a lot of live camera capture as well. But he's a fabulous magician and kinetic sculptor.
So the monk, how many monkeys are there? How does that take place?
but maybe more than 176.
I was going to say there might be a bit of competition between the monkeys and the snails going on, but
I love the fact that 176 and not 177. I don't know why.
Oh.
But by next time we'll find out why it is 176.
Yes, that's a good
about that number.
That's a good point, isn't it? Why 176? That is a very
exactly.
Very specific number. And then Robert Bentall, who I sort of have heard of in another context, I think. Does he do films or something? Or
yeah, he's a young composer based up in York, and he has made the music for a beautiful basically a sonic light sculpture by visual artist Ted Lander, and he's playing the Knickerhocker.
Right, right.
And in Glasgow, when we've done this, and he played it live. But here we have a electronic soundscape, which is playing, you know, it's a 16-minute composition on a loop, and it's absolutely beautiful. Heather premiered this at the Edinburgh Art Festival in August last year.
Right.
And she got glowing reviews, and you just want to stay there. It lets you escape the everyday world. It's calming. It flows over you, and it's a really, really beautiful work.
Excellent. So all of this takes place at King's Place, which is a creative centre within 5 minutes' walk of King's Cross St Pancras. Is this a part of this new development, isn't it? This huge new development behind.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a gorgeous area to sit outside if it's a sunny day.
Right.
They have the canal, the bar outside.
Yeah.
The venue is amazing. The staff are amazing. The technicians, I absolutely adore them because they get so into it and they get so excited when we bring Sonica, which I love. But, of course, we couldn't bring all this work without our amazing funders. So huge thank you to all of them, especially the Netherlands Embassy and Culture Ireland and Creative Scotland and the Australia Council for supporting these international artists to come to London, because we need the funders. Without them, we don't have the art. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Huge.
Well,
fantastic.
You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and I've just been talking to Kathy Boyd, Artistic Director of Sonica and Cryptic, and this Sonica 2018 takes place at King's Place, London, on the 20th and 21st of April 2018. Tickets are priced from £6.50. Is that right? Does that seem right? That seems to be here. Something about tickets.
Yeah. I think it's £4.50 plus booking fee. So yes,
okay.
If they start as low as that, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for joining us today.
I hope I'm not barred.
Not at all. No. All right. So I hope to see you at Sonica at King's Place on the weekend of the 20th, 21st.
Look forward to meeting you. Thank you very much.
All right, Kathy. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Bye. 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 Yeah, well, that was Kathy Boyd, Artistic Director of Sonica, on the phone, a mobile phone, so it was a little bit intermittent, shall we say, speaking from Glasgow. And I can now play one of a short extract of The Snails. This is called Snail Heartbeat Electronic DIY Module, which I imagine. Apparently the snails have something attached to them, and this creates this sound, I hope. Let's see. Yes, well, actually, the second half of that was the snail track, which, of course, is instantly recognisable as such. The first one is something called a noise drone sound module. And so the second sort of clicking track is the sound of 176 live snails, which will travel to King's Cross to take centre stage in the UK premiere of Slow Pixel, an immersive sensorial experiment in which they harness each snail with a small diode and speaker. Slow Pixel highlights King's Place year-long theme of time and invites the audience to slow down to a snail's pace as the creatures draw their unique individual trajectories. And all of this has led me to bring along some more sort of, I don't know, what have we got, sort of animal interspecies stuff. And in fact, it reminded me that I have a whole bundle of things which were sent to me by a guest many years ago now called Seekers of Lice. That is her pseudonym. She's a sort of word artist. Word artist. Not exactly a poet. She makes artist books. It's all word-based stuff. And she goes by the name of Seekers of Lice. And I can play a couple of tracks off this CD, which, if I remember rightly, is sort of concrete sound poetry, I believe.
Trumpet,
ruby,
or barefoot,
ampoule, or
horse,
vacuum,
or perfume,
metallic,
or
vertigo,
lanky,
or
sun, bars,
or
sans-abri,
lotto,
or
aspen,
vague,
or
angel,
alchemy,
guzzle,
lodestone,
or
calyx,
corrasio,
or
bassine,
or
swim,
promiscuous,
or amethyst,
iris,
or
flip,
hemisphere,
target,
or
coolest,
basso,
or
tune,
sieve,
or
creek,
blueprint,
or
cemetery,
horsehair,
or
wanton,
Méticule
ou
river.
Meurtrissure.
Frimas
ou
frima.
Tofu
ou
toutain.
Tracheata
ou
groin.
Your velvet coat. place. Flies low in the sky, big and brown as sultanas, see them glow in the dusk. Flies low in the sky, like gooseberries bobbing on the breeze, hear them laugh as they dance, then straight into the bushes for romance. Flies banging the little bodies into twigs in their passion.
We'll be right back. at the man with his head held low. Laugh at the blind side of spider's web. Laugh at the horse which falls over dead. Laugh at the vicar in church. Laugh when someone gets hurt. Laugh at a man in a skirt. Laugh at the schizophrenic on berserk. I don't get the joke. I don't get the joke. But it's best to laugh, because one day they'll be laughing back at you. So laugh. Just laugh. Laugh at someone who's been stung by a bee. Laugh at somebody with no friends. That's me. Laugh at someone burying a dead body. Laugh at someone who's consumed with worry. Laugh at someone pissing in a lift. Laugh at a tramp sleeping in a skip. Laugh at the boring librarians. Laugh at the senile libertarians. I don't get the joke. I don't get the joke. But it's best to laugh, because one day they'll be laughing back at you. So laugh. Just laugh. Just laugh. Yes. Laugh when a businessman drops all his folders. Laugh at the waitress with the world on her shoulders. Laugh at the mute who doesn't want to talk. Laugh at the slug inside a ring of chalk. Laugh at the bloke who's eating a tampon. Laugh at a politician's image being stamped on. I don't get the joke. I don't get the joke. But it's best to laugh, because one day they'll be laughing back at you. So laugh.
Yes, hello. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And this week, well, we've had a bit of a an interview with Kathy Boyd of Sonica. Last week, I played a lot of insect tracks, and that seems to have carried over onto this week's show, and might continue even more. Next week, we have a beekeeper coming in who goes by the name of Bioni Samp. So he will be next week's show, possibly bringing lots of bee sounds or even some bees. And we've just heard several tracks, one by the Hanson family, which comes from an album called, a CD called Wilderness, which includes tracks like Flies, Frogs, Caterpillars, Glowworm, Spider. We heard Flies, and we might hear Caterpillar in a while. Then a couple of tracks by Dan Wilson, Meadow House. And that was Midge Fly Larvae Lover. And the last one was just called Laugh, which also had various references to creatures in it. Bees, I think. And fleas, even, on another track. And, in fact, the album cover, the CD cover, does, in fact, seem to have a close-up of what looks like either a slug or a snail on it. And that leads nicely, I think, on to... what else have I got? Well, this one is an interspecies album, if I can just find the cover somewhere. Yeah, this is called Playing Music with Animals, The Interspecies Communication of Jim Nolman, with 300 turkeys, 12 wolves and 20 orca whales. And this was a Folkways record, which actually dates from 1982. and includes numerous tracks, mostly with whales and orcas, but also the Nolman accompanies a wolf pack on a cello, and voices and wolves and orcas and a waterphone, and music to eat Thanksgiving dinner by, which is three flute players and 300 turkeys. Anyway, let's play a bit of that.
Thank you. Europe. Don't ever let me see you wearing my clothes again. When as in silk, leather, PVC, riding crop, stockings, nurse's outfit, heels, ropes, shibari, my sight holder, the cleaver fainted from the pressure. Pressure of volcanic activity, so hard, siderophile elements, fine living, liquid matter.
Thank you.
planet, or place, dirty, or slumber, lugubrious, gonflement, ludicrous, thousand, or weight, vest, knee, mist, violet, or blessant, wonder, or gander, volatile, or pastel, dirt, or lard, touche à tout, or tournesol, gibier, or glass, mat, or jardin, or wood, or rabbit, réchauffé, blancheur, sang, pause, or mood, ténèbre, or grace, mobile, or cow, microscopique, canal, nichon,
breathable, page, or obturate,
atom, se battre, ou sanglier,
bavé, ou se pancha.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.